I first became involved with the Iditarod when I was in Anchorage once during the ceremonial start, and I was coerced into going to the start. And it was the year that Martin Boozer had cut off his finger, and he stopped where I was, and I tried to shake his hand, and he gave me a big hug, and I was hooked. I'm here today and involved with the Iditarod because, first of all, I believe in the history of dog mushing in Alaska, and this is the personification and dogification of dog racing in Alaska. It preserves a tradition, and I'm here in Rainy Pass specifically today because it's the most beautiful place in Alaska, maybe anywhere, and the Iditarod flies me here if I move some hay and some dog food. What I know for sure in life is, and I learned this from Bert Hansen, who was the chief pilot of the Iditarod for a very long time, is that if it's not fun, it's probably not safe.